it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on our weekend kickoff of a Sports Talk edition at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. You can join us here every Thursday as we gear up for Thursday night football this evening. But we got a big one on Sunday, folks. The Saints making a road trip to Chicago, helping break down the Bears side of things. Reporter for Bears Insider, Michael Dojak, joining us now. Michael, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Mike. Man, the Monday night game, sometimes you got to be lucky and sometimes you got to be good. They were both. Jaden Daniels turning the ball over on the blotch snap and the handoff to the running back and made the most of it. Man, the DeAndre Swift turned up big. And I think the Bears needed it. They hadn't really ran the football that well. But Swift really gave them a big plus in the running game. And it looks as though maybe that front five is starting to kind of piece it together, because that's like a dance group, five guys playing at one, and got a lot of new pieces along that offensive line.
Yeah, you were kind of waiting for them to kind of put it all together, right? Like, heading into the bye, Ben Johnson was talking about how, the run game wasn't going, and he made it a point to say that it wasn't DeAndre Swift's fault. Like he said, it's me as a play caller, it's it's the blocking, it's the play calling and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, you kind of saw it all kind of come together once everyone was kind of on the details, like the coaching staff talked about this week. You saw, both Darnell Wright and, Theo Benedict, the left tackle, really setting off the outside. So DeAndre Swift had a lane to go to. And you saw the wide receivers blocking the most they've had all season as well. So, yeah, I mean, you kind of saw what this running attack can be once everything kind of comes together. It'll be interesting to see whether they can continue that against the Saints. But, yeah, for at least for one night, you kind of saw the potential here with the running attack.
Kind of give us a little scouting report of what Colston Loveland. A lot of people, including myself, I thought Tyler Warren was the better prospect, more ready for the NFL. Now, down the road, Colston, he might piece it all together. Tall, lengthy guy that can really run. Give us a little bit of a breakdown of how his rookie season has gone so far.
Well, Colston's rookie season's kind of been a little bit tough here because obviously he missed all of the offseason because of a shoulder surgery that he had in January. So he didn't have an offseason. He comes into training camp. He kind of, gets situated to the NFL life and that sort of stuff. And then, week one, they use the tight ends to kind of protect, the outside, especially since the offensive line wasn't set against the Vikings and Brian Flores' defense. And then week two, you didn't see much either. And then that's when Ben Johnson was kind of like, all right, like I need to get the tight ends more involved. And then in week three against the Cowboys, the first target of the game went to Colston Loveland. Caleb Williams overthrew him. And then later on in the game, like on the next drive, he hits him for a big completion. But then Colston Loveland has his hip hurt. And then he misses the Raiders game. And then, he comes back against the Commanders. So, it's kind of been tough right now to kind of tell what, he is, but I don't think any of it is really his fault. Like, he's had the injury. Ben Johnson's talked about how, he hasn't used the tight ends maybe as much as he would have. So it's kind of been an incomplete so far with Colston. I think Colston has shown you in spurts that he can be a pass-catching threat. He can get up there and get it. I just think you need, you just need him to be healthy, and you need Ben Johnson to call on him a little bit more than he has in the first five games of the season.
One guy who's made the turn this year, and you can see much more confident in his play, he's become a better route runner, Roma Dunze. And you could last year, that was some hit and misses with him. I'm impressed with what I've seen on film and watching him this year. I think he much more crisp route runner, much more on rapport, certainly with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think Rome's proving that he's going to be your number one receiver here. I think he's becoming that X receiver. He's going to go up there and get it. He had a good start to the season. He had a couple big, big games. A little bit quieter against the Commanders. I know Caleb took a deeper shot to him that didn't land on Monday night. But yeah, I mean, Rome, he's a guy you took with the number 9 pick last year, right? Like, you know, Caleb Williams was the, you know, the number 1 overall pick, the star, the, you know, the, all those things. But, you know, 8 picks later, you had Rome Odunze in there. So I think he's a good kid. He works hard, and he's kind of taking the big steps this year. And I think Ben Johnson, you know, as Caleb and Rome kind of get more in a rapport in Ben Johnson's offense, I think you're going to see more and more out of them in those, you know, long shot situations, or even sometimes, you know, you going into the middle.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tremaine Edwards, it was a guy, man, I really liked when he came out of Virginia Tech. Long, lengthy linebacker, 2-time Pro Bowler with the Buffalo Bills. The Bears were able to get him in free agency. He's a good fit in what Dennis Allen wants to do, especially playing in the middle, and that his ability to run the field so well. Man, he got some giddy up in that step, and I was just telling, man, he's just 27 years old. Oh, man, I would have bet a lot more money that he was older than that since he came in 2018, but he was still he was a young puppy when he came out of college. A little bit about Tremaine Edwards, who he's got a nose for the football, always around it and making plays.
Yeah, he's got a nose for the football. I think, you know, he's kind of, you know, through the first 5 games of the year kind of shown, you know, his leadership, right? I don't know if he's necessarily, you know, if he's, you know, creating too much havoc or anything like that, but I think he's showing you the leadership that you need, especially with the injury that they had to TJ Edwards here at the start of the season. They had Noah Sewell kind of come in here at the other, you know, linebacker spot. So, you know, Tremaine has kind of provided that stability. You know, he gets the tackles, he gets to the, you know, whoever has the ball. You know, do teams kind of pick on him a little bit early on this year on the running attack? I think they have. And he's been the first to say, like, listen, we got to do a better job of shedding blocks. We got to do a better job of tackling in space. So, I think Tremaine has been a really steady leader for this team ever since he signed with the team 3 years ago. Last year was maybe a little bit of a downer, you know, year for him. But I do think, especially with Dennis Allen coming in, I think he's kind of asserted himself back as a captain and has been kind of that consistent rock that a defense needs.
When I look at what's happened with them along their offensive line, I was a big Drew Dahlman fan, even though he played with the Falcons. Really good technician, undersized guy, but, man, he fought like hell. He's a tough guy in the middle, and then you guys go out and, you know, you get Jonah Jackson from the Rams and Joe Tunney, who's played a lot of football at guard and tackle with the Chiefs and with the Patriots before then. You look inside for the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, you got a completely new interior. They completely revamped it. They got 3 new guys in there. 4 out of the 5 are new linemen now that Theo Bennett is in there at left tackle. But, I think you're seeing, you know, there were some hiccups at the beginning of the season, as you're going to expect with any team, let alone, you know, guys who are just trying to get, you know, to know each other. But I think that Commanders game kind of showed you, you know, what the potential is there for the interior and for the O-line in general. But I think you saw, you know, I think the 3 of them, especially in the interior, you mentioned, you know, Dahlman, Tooney, and Jackson. I think they're getting in step with each other. And you saw that where Caleb had a pretty safe pocket. You know, he had a scramble a couple of times, but DeAndre Swift was able to kind of execute based on what he was getting up the middle too. So I think you're seeing that consistency more and more. And that's exactly what this team needed. I mean, last year with all the issues, you know, Caleb being, you know, sacked a team record 68 times last year, you needed consistency. And that's exactly what you're getting so far. You know, can the Drew Dahlman Caleb relationship be a little bit better? You know, there are a couple of high snaps. I know it was obviously raining and misty on Monday, so there was a reason for that. But I do think you have to be really encouraged about the interior of the offensive line and how much they're kind of getting, you know, in sync with each other as we move on here.
One guy I know really well, scouted him coming out of college, and he goes to the Titans, Kevin Byard. Man, was one hell of a player. Now, he's becoming almost, how do you say that, an old pops in this business. He's played quite a few years in the NFL. His leadership and stability at that safety position, because, I think Kevin was with the Eagles last year, Kevin Byard. So I think he's a nice addition to that secondary for the Bears.
Yeah, Kevin's been a good veteran leader, you know, the 2 years that he's been here with the Bears now. I think, it's been interesting because Kevin's kind of coming into a contract year this year.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, all right, like how much are you going to, like do you need a 30-plus-year-old safety at this point? Is this kind of his last year? And I think he's proven his worth so far in the first five games of the year. He's had an interception in back-to-back games. It was against, the Cowboys and the Raiders. And he's really, leading. He's a really important leader for a defense that kind of needed some leadership after last year and how everything kind of went. You know, retaining him was really important, I think, because a lot of guys look up to him. He provides that plug for them. And I think, he's a good guy to lead, Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, Jaquan Brisker, all those guys. I think he's a really important leader for them. And he's been able to play well so far, too. So, Kevin Byard's done a great job so far with the 2 years he's been with Chicago. And you have to be encouraged by, not only what he's doing on the field, but what he's doing off of the field as well.
One of the matchups I want to watch Sunday, Montez Sweat going up against Taliese Fuaga at the right tackle position. Montez mostly plays left defensive end. And Montez, the guy, if you're going to get a pass rush, is going to come from his side. And, man, he's relentless.
He is relentless. He's got here in Chicago, I think they want to see more of him, especially after they kind of, traded a second-round pick and gave him that big contract a couple years ago with the Commanders. And, last year was kind of a down year with some lingering injuries that he dealt with. He had a big game on Monday. Obviously, he forced that fumble that T.J. Edwards was able to recover. You need more of that. I think that's been the common theme here, not only for Montez, but just the whole pass rush here in Chicago, where you got to start creating some sort of pressure, because for the most part, the secondary has been creating turnovers without much pressure at all on the quarterback. So this would be a really big opportunity for Montez, especially at home. I know it's supposed to be a little bit sloppy at Soldier Field because of the rain that's forecasted, but for Bears fans and for just Sweat himself, I think you kind of want to see an elevation in play. And yeah, I think you're going to start seeing that, especially as Dennis Allen has consistently kind of switched some guys around. Against the Commanders, he put defensive end Dio Dangbo, their top free agent, signing over the offseason. He put him in inside a little bit, and then they put out their second-round pick, Shamar Turner, a defensive tackle, more on the outside, just to kind of mix things up and kind of give guys different looks. So I think if Dennis Allen's able to do that, kind of create some more pressure, some more, whether that's through the middle, whether that's through the onside, I think that'll definitely open things up a little bit more for Montez Sweat, and that's someone that, the Bears really need a lot more production from at this point.
Michael, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. Looking forward to this matchup Sunday in Chicago, noon kickoff. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, have a good one.
Michael Dozhak, reporter for Bears Insider, joining us there, breaking down the 3-2 Bears getting ready to host the 1-5 Saints on Sunday, and a 5.5-point favorite for Chicago in that one. Yowza.
And some key injuries, because we don't know about DJ Moore, and now you don't know about DeAndre Swift. So for the Saints, at least
the stars could be aligning.
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying there's some key injuries there of them not having DJ Moore.
We'll take any positive
news. We don't know anything about how bad it is with DeAndre Swift. That he all of a sudden pops up on the injury list. Steve, I always think that's suspicious.
Yeah, well, like I said, yesterday was at least it was a walkthrough for them, so it wasn't an official practice for the team. So curious if anything happened last game or if the injury maybe occurred in practice for DeAndre Swift. But I hear you. Seems like some kind of shady business going on.
Yeah. And listen, you got to report every little injury. Oh, man, coach, I feel a little bit. Okay, I put you on the list. So, okay. Let's see. Hi, this is tomorrow. That's the one I want to see.
The important one, right.
That Friday one is the important one.
We're breaking here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Be right back with more right after this on WWL, folks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.